What a banger, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between. Welcome back, ladies and germs. Welcome back to the Dom and Dan Show.
Oh, I'm in the name now.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm honored. Thank you. Wow.
It becomes official after three. After three times.
After three times, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, I'm back for
a
second episode.
To a second episode.
Hi, Ben.
I'm in class with Dom. And Ben is listening to us right
ben
now.
Ben Lusky is listening right now.
He's
Hello,
listening
Ben
right.
Lusky.
Yes. If you'd like to converse with us, you can't be out, or you can't be live because you have to sign the form. But you can text. You can text Dan over here. You can text my boy Dan over here.
Purely for irony's sake, I will answer every message you give me. And this is exposure right now. I
look
like. I understand the gravity of this statement.
If you guys want to plug whatever you want, however many times you want it, I'm all here for it. Just know that every time you say it, your band's name, you have to pay me 50 cents.
We don't have a name yet. Sorry, guys.
Well, you know what? Fair enough.
Back on track.
That's enough. That's fine. Hey. How's your day been?
How's my day been? It was actually really good. I woke up, felt like $1 million.
Yep.
And then didn't go to my classes because I felt like $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
And then I showed up for band practice because I felt like $1 million. And then I came here.
I think it compounds. It's like $1 trillion now, I think.
Because I felt like $1 million.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
That's $4 million.
Yeah, it's $4 million. But
I felt like $4 million today.
With like interest and like compound interest, yeah, it compresses it down to like at least like, you know, at least like $500 million.
500 million and one. Like, I would say $5 million.
Okay, I'll give
like 500 million in $1, like over estimation.
Okay, oh yeah. I mean,
like the riveting content everyone tuned in to hear about,
including inflation. I think it would actually be $6 million because the Canadian dollar is a bit more it's a bit less valuable than the American one. So you know,
then by those standards, I would say $7 million.
$7 million. We have to actually look up the Canadian to.
Oh, we're doing this right now, ladies, gentlemen, and everyone in between. He is Googling this.
So you see, $500 million. Box would be about that. So actually, it'd be less because we're stupid and dumb.
About $3.7 million. I felt like $3.7 million today in American dollars.
Yeah. So actually, that's what is that? $370 million.
Oh, geez. Okay. My
inflation's crazy, but isn't it?
All right. How was your day today?
My day was absolutely atrocious. Thank you for asking.
So you felt like $1 million.
I felt like, you know, like the balloons that you get, like, in the Pirates of the Caribbean,
Yeah.
Just, like, basic, generic pirate stuff. Like, I feel like two doubloons.
You feel like two doubloons? I mean, by inflation, that's, like, solid gold.
That's solid gold, but I have to go to the bank and check it out, so that's gonna take a bit.
Yeah, like,
so for now, it's, like, pretty useless at the moment.
Like, you're feeling, like, an unknown amount of $1 million.
I'm feeling, like, an undetermined amount of money.
It's still money. Okay, what's on the?
So, today we have a special guest. Problem is, you don't know video games like I do.
No, I mean I play games. Like I have my DS right here.
He has his DS.
Playing Pokemon before the show started.
Pokemon Ultra Sun, by the way.
I got my ass handed to me by someone, and then I beat him up as well. What is this?
So, we have three different games here. Right, these games, as you all know, are very, very, very niche. Only a handful of people within the crevices of the games.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Sorry about that.
Only a few. I can't do it.
Paid interruption. No. Keep it together. Keep it together.
Okay. Perfection demonstration. Here we go. Right? So, I have three games selected here that were about. The middle one was about, like, what, $10? The other two were $5 each.
Okay, that's not bad.
So, these ones, ladles and germs, are puzzle games.
Now,
Daniel, have you ever played a puzzle game before?
What would count as a puzzle game?
Like, your Portal.
No.
By
those standards, I don't, I'm trying to think.
Like a game that, like, scratches your noodle.
Like, the Lego games, do they count?
They have puzzles in them.
Yeah, they do.
If they're, like, the Skylander, like, puzzles, then they're not.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the only, like, if they're, like, the Skylander puzzles, that's, like, basically the puzzle games that I played. I was one of those, like, Infants was banging every Skylanders game, every Lego game. That's about it.
That's, yeah. I mean, that's, you push block, and that's all you need to do in those games.
Or direct the laser, or build the thing.
That's true.
Or destroy the, like, one of those things. That's basically, like, yeah. like the limits of my...
Yeah, it's your expertise here.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I got so much gaming knowledge. I have over 50 games in my Steam wallet, in my Steam library.
That's crazy. I have, like, 3.
No, I mean... That's the thing. They accumulate. I got my Steam account when I was in grade five.
I've had it since like 2 years ago. I only just started like actually getting games on Steam.
Yeah.
Well, one of them is Overwatch. Like that's how baby I am at this. Like Destiny, Overwatch, and Geometry Dash.
What was the last one?
Geometry Dash.
Geometry Dash is goated. I was gonna make a one of these shows about
I made it a certain point that I just gave up and I haven't played it since.
What level was it? I need to know.
Like the fourth one. Like
That's not bad. People usually rage quit after the second one. But
the thing is, I'm okay. I'm okay at rhythm games. I gave up.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. And the fact that they're making Geometry Dash not even a rhythm game anymore. It's like an actual platformer now.
I know. It's like it's.
I love it and hate it at the same time. It's.
Yeah, not to mention like have you seen like the like it's actually like a. It's such a like rage baiting game because like have you seen the clip of like Nepesta crying because he verified a level?
No, actually I haven't.
No, you definitely know the meme where he goes like, "Oh my god!
Oh that one! Yeah, okay, yeah."
And that's Geometry Dash. He verified like the hardest level ever, and for someone to do that from a game, like mechanics are real
simple. All you have to do. Tap
click,
the screen.
Click the button.
Click the button and you jump. Isn't that crazy?
It made him seize and cry.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No. One more thing about Geometry Dash, though, before we get into it.
Oh, yeah, sorry about
it. It was just... They made a coding language in it. And I'm...
That's true.
You know, there's the... Hold on, let me look at... There's a joke programming language called Brained... Brain... Basically, it's the programming language... has nothing to do with Geometry Dash. It's designed to piss off the programmer. You only get 8 cells of memory, and you have to arrange them in a way so that you divvy up the little ones and zeros in a specific way, and it's purposely aggravating to use. Someone made that in Geometry Dash.
It's so dumb.
Right. And people made a bunch of other games. They made Undertale and that thing. They made a bunch of other stuff. You know how it is.
With that coding language.
Coding language.
Is Undertale like a puzzle? Is Undertale a puzzle? Is a puzzle game?
Undertale is a more of
it's
RPG.
It's an RPG, but there are puzzles.
Yeah, there are definitely puzzles in it. Exactly. But
I love Undertale. Like Toby Fox's games are just
magnificent.
Like I cry every time I play them. They're incredible.
Yeah.
There's gonna be 7 chapters of Deltarune. I can't wait.
I've been saving that until it's completely done. I've not touched Deltarune.
That's smart. It's going to be like each chapter is like an hour long. So,
exactly.
it's like
7 hours.
Undertale 6 hours, so it's not like too.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like 7 to 9 hours. It isn't too bad.
Yeah. So,
back on it.
We have 3 separate games. I am curious, though, for the first one, we have Thronefall. Have you heard about the tower defense genre?
Yes.
Your balloons tower defense, for example, where balloons. The monkeys throw the darts at the balloons, for example.
Right? That's the classic. All I know is like. Like one of them's a superhero and the other one has a gun.
Oh yeah.
And then you put them together and they make a plane.
Yeah. I mean you don't put them together, you just like place them down on the map and they start firing it automatically. It's a very, very fun game, very addictive.
Yeah, I've played it. I'm just
level 150 in that game.
Yeah, I put it aside because there was a paywall.
They do have microtransactions in those games and I don't know why.
Like a 12-year-old playing that game on my like family computer, and I'm just like, well, I can't win right now. Let me get the super monkey. Nope, you can't. Screw you.
Sorry, it costs 3,000 monkey dollars. You can't pay for that one.
And I haven't got to, like, I was at like 70 or something.
Yeah, no, it's...
I've been playing for a month. It was really dumb. So
Towerfell is a very niche game. It's literally still, no, it's, wait, it's Thronefall. That's what it's called, right?
Thronefall. The fact that Towerfell is actually a game, though.
Yeah, both of them are... Look, here's the thing, right? It has 11,000 reviews, which isn't a lot.
It isn't a lot.
If you put this...
Should I, like, readjust myself so I can see this?
Maybe. Yeah, you can readjust yourself if you want to. But yeah, basically, the entire point of the game is it's kind of like, if you've ever played Kingdom Rush, have you ever used...
I have it on my phone.
Oh, I have the new one. Exactly how this game plays.
Yeah, I have like the new one, look.
Yeah, like the Origins?
Yeah. It's good. Again, I also gave up, but it cost me $1, so I'm not deleting it yet.
Yeah, you're not deleting it, no. I mean, you can reinstall it, but yeah, whatever.
Sure.
Point is, exactly like Kingdom Rush, in the sense that you build up towers in specific areas to defend against a horde of enemies that come in waves.
Sure.
Right? Thing is, though, it's 3D, dude.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's really nice.
It's cute little isometric little guys, and you're the main character. You can actually control your character.
The trees are triangles.
Yeah.
Wow.
They say it's a minimalist game about building and defending your little kingdom. So it's more of a puzzle-based game than, like, say, your Balloon Star Defense, because that one is more, like... You're just trying to get as much power as possible.
For sure.
This
isn't just like Kingdom Rush Thor balloons, because the person's actually running around in the video that you're showing me.
Exactly, yeah. Instead of just like, you either, with Kingdom Rush, you have a hero that you can use to attack the enemies.
Oh, you're the hero in this one.
In this one, you can actually use the arrow keys to move around the map, which is really neat.
Uh-huh. Is it different, like, because in Kingdom Rush, you could just tap it on, but for this, I see he's running around. You have to run to the tower to upgrade it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
you can only upgrade
cool.
it in the day, though, and then in the night, that's when the enemies come.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, exactly. It's very neat. You can call the wave whenever you want. You can spend as much time building up your base, but once you call the wave, that's it. And then you have to ride it out.
You play this.
Yeah, I've been playing this very recently. It's extremely addictive. I almost did not study for my midterm at all because I played this game.
You're not being an academic weapon. That's so unfortunate.
I'm such an academic weapon, dude.
You hear that? First game, Thronefall, Ben.
Thronefall.
Play Thronefall, Ben Levski.
Play Thronefall, Ben Levski. I'm looking at you right now through...
Levski.
Yes. Levski? Oh, Levski.
No worries. Ben Levski, play Thronefall.
I'm so sorry, Ben Levites. Look.
We have names. It's okay.
Yep. You get them wrong, you get them wrong. You get them right, you get them right.
Right, exactly. I don't know, right.
That's actually really cool. Thronefall.
Yeah, exactly. And then one more thing about Thronefall, right?
Yeah.
You know how, like... There's in certain systems of video games, there's, like... In order to make sure that you keep coming back and keep playing the game, there's... You add different augmentations to the certain levels that you can play, right? Mm-hmm. So, for example, you can, like, select a specific thing saying, the enemies are now 100% more strong.
It's replayability.
Exactly. So, there's certain challenges that you can go for in a specific level, right?
Yeah.
So,
excuse me.
At the start of the level, you pick your loadout. You pick, like, for example, like, there's some, like, upgrades that allow you to get more money, something that gives you more, like, health for your hero, the guy you control. Uh-huh. And some of them are... Banes, like I mentioned, but they allow you to get more XP, so they allow you to unlock stuff faster.
Okay, it's kind of reminded me of is like in Resident Evil games when you finish the story, there's always like the bot, like the rush mode when you're like in,
yeah, exactly,
like when you're like in a room or you're in an area and just like stuff just comes at you and you can upgrade guns and stuff.
Exactly, yeah,
that's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, like the game itself.
Yeah, it's like it's not even like the yeah. it's like one section of the, like, for example, in Resident Evil 7. 7's the, like, 7 is Biohazard, right?
Yeah, it is. Yes.
So, like, for example,
where you get the Gucci arm.
Yes. In 7, like, basically, like the rush mode or whatever that is like what's that like? I'll Google later. But basically, like, there's like a basement section where it's like a mortuary, and basically you're just in there, and all you got, like, you choose your loadout, you upgrade, like, how much ammo you have, what gun you have, some certain upgrades, and then stuff just comes at you, and you get gears, and you can upgrade stuff between each wave. It's like a wave based game.
Exactly, it's very fun because it's constant challenging. It ramps up very nicely, and it's easy to ramp up because I actually made an exact game like this. When I was trying to do a game jam. I made a game a while ago. If you go to my Instagram story, @Thermonic, you can see, like, on my profile there, I have a collection of all, like, the progression of, like, I had only 7 days to make this game. And I basically made a prototype of exactly what I'm showing here. It was more of a Balloon Star Defense kind of clone, except it was tile-based.
Okay.
So it was kind of neat in that way.
That's really cool.
And you can see me slowly progress into, like, insanity as it goes along. Like, you can see me, like, day one, it's like...
No problem, Ben. Anytime.
No problem, of course, Ben.
But, like, you can literally see me, like, Alex, day one, guys. I got the tiles. I got the maps. I got everything set up. And then you see me on day six. I've not slept in 48 hours. I can see the walls. They're staring at me. They're closing in right
now. The walls are breathing.
But at least I got all the towers set up. I got every single tower set up. So cash money, bing, bang. It's the same one that I talked about when my artist didn't give me my art.
I didn't hear about that. That's scoundrel.
Scamp.
I mean, yeah, when you're designing a game running on a can of Monster and a cigarette, you don't really you don't really think straight, do you?
No, you don't. I was in my room for 7 days, all the 7 days. Oh, I just went out for food.
Did you shower?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Only every second day.
I mean,
because sometimes I just forgot, and sometimes I did, and then I was like, okay,
that
I need you to go to sleep for
did
now.
Did you clean yourself up like properly at the end of that?
Maybe.
Cool.
I plead the fifth whether or not I had a diaper on.
Oh dear. For all you folks watching, clean your ass properly, please.
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 Poopy butts, no good.
Nope. Clean yourself properly.
Clean yourself properly. I think that everyone should get a bidet.
Yes. I hate toilet paper. I hate it. I hate toilet paper. I always tell myself, Get a bidet. When you go home, get a bidet. Order a bidet. And I don't.
Yeah.
And I regret it. Because I wake up in the morning, and then it's just awful.
Yeah.
And then, like, oh, Jesus.
Here's the thing. I've been using toilet paper for all my life, and I have not seen the light of day that a bidet would provide me. So if anyone's out there offering, I would love a bidet. Thank you.
I mean, a used bidet isn't exactly ideal.
I would love
a used bidet.
No, I just want to use their washroom once. If they have a bidet, I just want to go to their house and use the washroom.
You know what's crazy is some bidets aren't like just in the sea. There's like a tube connected to the bowl of it.
That's insane.
And you're just spraying yourself with a hose.
Basically, yeah. It's a built-in hose.
Like my friend, my bandmate from back home, actually has one, and I was like, what is that? Is it like a hand washing station for when the sink breaks? Nuh-uh. Like whenever I'm over at his house and he goes to the bathroom, I just hear like a psh. Louder than the sink.
And
I'm just like, what's that noise? And he's like, what's the bidet? And I'm like, what bidet? And he shows me the pressure washer hooked up to the side of the thing. It's like, oh buddy, you got
hydraulic.
you got
self pump action.
Buddy, you're like destroying yourself for cleanliness, dude. You must be bone dry. Bone dry. Anyway.
It's beautiful. No.
Not to talk about toiletries.
We haven't talked about poopy, so it's fine. We have one pass this episode. It's okay. We used our one time.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
So, that was Thronefall.
That was Thronefall. I mean, genuinely, I think the benefit for me from this is I'm trying to look, like, find games to play. Like, as of right now, all I have is on my list is, like, Elden Ring and Baldur's Gate, which is, it's basic. I know it's basic. Like,
oh, for sure.
I'm not denying it, but this is going to help me out because I want games to play.
Yeah. If you do love, if you want to try a new Soul Light and also want to try out a rhythm game, I think Sekiro is pretty good.
I've heard of Sekiro, but I know it's like a game that makes people just
piss,
like not happy
and cry.
Yeah, there's like one boss that is like you need
to have
like incredible
resources. Like it's gonna ruin your day, so you have to make sure your day is already bad in order to play that game.
Or your day is like flawless, so that you can just screw it over with that.
if you love destruction, then you love be my guest.
Okay,
so next game. Let's see if we can find it.
Baba is you.
Baba is
Baba.
You. So, you are Baba, and Baba is you.
I am Baba, is Bob, like Baba Blackshaw, or like Baba?
Like, just Baba, because I think he's, the creator is Welsh or Norwegian, I forget. He's Scandinavian for sure, but...
Oh, Baba.
So, like, he also made a game where there's, like, creatures, but that doesn't matter, because we're talking about this one, which is Baba is you.
Because when I see Baba, all I think it's just, because I'm Armenian, right? So, yeah. like when, like, the more... The people who speak more, I mean, you're like, Baba!
Baba!
Like, it's like Babik or Baba or whatever.
Babu!
But I guess it's like a universal term. So then I was like, oh!
Yeah. Anyway, look at that cute little guy.
Johnny, yes, Baba.
Bob. Dude, yes!
Middle Eastern Coco Melon. OGs.
OGs in the house. So, here's the thing, right? This game, if you're good at this game, you are a top-tier programmer. That's what I've always said.
Top tier programmer.
You are fantastic at understanding how rules work and how they interact with the core mechanics of this game.
Okay.
So here's what happens, right? You have a line of script. Or basically.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So each level is full of these different elements. So including you, little critter named Baba, right? You got walls, rocks, flowers, ghosts, jellyfish, anything that's in a specific world in a specific level, right? In each level, there are also scattered around different words. There's always going to be a clause that said something, some object is you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing that you're controlling, right?
Okay.
So after each level, so you, what you can do, right? For example, right? There's words that refer to an object. There's words that refer to an action. For example, you, for example, is an action. Or stop, or push, or whatever else.
Oh, you program, like, what happened? Oh, okay.
And also move and a bunch of other stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's conjoining words like is and not and a bunch of other stuff.
Okay. That's just really cool.
Yeah, exactly. It's because the rules are exactly what the level follows, right? So, for example, there's like a line of code. It has to follow exact syntax, too. It has to read from left to right. And also top from top to bottom, right?
Okay.
So there's like interesting like little mechanics. For example, if you have like a script, right, that says wall is stop, you can just break that and go through the wall. You don't have to like worry about having to go through like anything else. You just like break the code completely. And there's completely other things where like, for example, like, what was a good one that I remember? There's a very good puzzle because there's like, all is you, for example, like, there's, like, a specific code that says all, and you have to, like, rearrange it so that all is you, and then you're able to push the, like, in order to win each level, sorry, I got a little ahead of myself.
No worries, no worries, though.
There, at the end of each level, there's always a is win. You have to make something win, and you have to,
okay.
You have to get to that win to get it, right? So there's different, like, puzzles where, like, the script is completely broken, and you have to rearrange the script so that either flag is win or, like, anything else is win.
Got it.
There's, like,
it.
A bunch of other stuff that are layered on top of that. It's a really fun game, because I also spent so much time on this one.
Wait, sorry, just to clarify, have you finished these games before writing all this?
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, so you just, like, got a preview and then, like, okay, this is done now.
Yeah, no, because okay. Here's the thing. I got this game in 2018.
Oh, geez. So
no, wait,
so,
actually, it was 2020, I think? 2020.
So unlike critically acclaimed video game shows that I will not name here, you actually play the games as
I
the
do
host.
I play the games, exactly.
Doing more than other
I'm
people have.
I'm surprised that people don't play the games.
No, this is, like, you Google it later. I'm not going to say what it is just in case it's like more controversial than it needs to be.
I can actually
censor
it right now.
It's good. But, like, I'm not going to say it here, but, like, basically there was an entire thing with, like, an old gaming channel went in that, like, got canceled, and then it reemerged, and basically on a rant, one of the hosts admitted to not playing any of the games, not playing any of the games, not writing their own reviews, and at least you're playing the games. At least you're playing the games.
That's like the bare minimum,
right?
What the hell?
Right. I'm not gonna say what it is, but for like, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
Also, the snow's coming through the thing, and it's very atmospheric. It's like
it's almost like it's creating like a little.
It's like a little like.
We're in a little snow globe right now.
Yeah. Imagine like the wind blows and all the leaves come in, and we're just like getting peppered by the cold.
Make the cartoon brrr sound.
Is it a video? Is it okay if we watch it? Because I understand the concept of it, but I'm still like a bit.
Yeah.
Unclear.
So see, look, he's pushing the rock.
Oh, got it. Got it.
Baba's pushing the rock.
Oh, rock is pushed.
And then you bring that back, and now rock is you. So you're now controlling the rock.
Oh, that's actually really cool.
Exactly. So here, you see the guy, the little Baba is like trying to, see, look at that. He went through the wall because he pushed it. And the flag has moved, so it's getting running away, right? All these different things have completely different mechanics. And it's fantastic with the way.
Oh, so you're not writing lines of code. You're pushing the words.
You're pushing the words to make them like rules in the game that the actual like things have to follow, right?
Got it. Okay, the way you explained it, I thought you were like actually writing out code. No.
You're just using like the elements in the thing in order to make it.
Yeah. This. Oh, violet is win. Oh,
yes. And
oh,
all
I get
is
it.
Empty.
So for like what I'm seeing right now is a blank screen. There's like a little Baba, which I'm assuming is like a little white character.
Yeah, the character you usually control.
And there are is it okay if I just like?
Oh yeah, exactly.
And there are like words set out, and they're all different color, and it's like all is, and for example, empty, and empties in two segments to fit the space, and it's like you're pushing blocks around. That's really cool.
It's really neat.
I thought
of
something different. That's like really intuitive. Wow.
Yeah, because it at the start you're like, how do I do this? What?
And then, like, by the end of it, like,
some levels I spend like 2 hours trying to solve. It's like it's so intuitive that it gets to the point where you're like you're standing up until like 3 a.m. and you're like,
What the hell do I do here? What is the answer? You glorious bastard, what have you done to me?
Like, mental health deterioration in itself. Yeah. I mean, already...
The funny little character. I love how...
Sound
design. Please, whenever you have the chance, look up Baba, and then just look... Baba is you. He's so cute! Look at him!
It's like a little bunny thing.
Yeah, it's a little bunny with little
rock
legs.
Is you, so now you move the rock, and then you push the... Wait, so if you're the rock, you can still push... You can push Baba.
Exactly, it has the same effect as if you were...
Oh, so it's like kind of fourth wall breaking too.
Exactly. Yeah, it's really neat.
I really like that.
It's really fun.
Yeah, it's very charming. It's very charming.
And the music, come on.
It's very whimsical. Can they hear the music?
Oh yeah.
Why don't we open the show with like? Do you just move into this?
Yeah. Oh yeah, and also they added a level editor. So people are making their own levels.
Oh, that's really cool.
So look at this. Hold on. They literally made Space Invaders in this.
That's cool.
So it's literally a programmer's wet dream. Like, you can make whatever you want in this game now.
That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
Ben Lesky, play Baba Is You.
Play Baba Is You now.
But yeah,
recommending games. The teachers are recommending games to Ben Lesky.
The little recommendation corner. This is my show. This is my show.
Boy. Oh, boy. We have fun here on the show, don't we?
We have a grand old time.
We have a grand old time.
Just
a grand old time.
We scream obscenities before we go live, and then it's just like PG until then.
Look, we get it out of our systems.
We get it out of our systems. Like, and like all the outtakes are still on like the Laurier records. God only knows what happens beforehand. Hey, editor. Hey buddy. Editor. Hey, producers. Editor. Don't fire me.
Hopefully you're not in the walls right now, because if you did, you'd know exactly what he said earlier.
Hopefully they're not in the walls. What did I say?
I don't know.
You can't... Oh, yeah, I remember. Yep. Basically, I just yelled a really funny word out loud.
10 years from now, I'm going to have all the outtakes. I'm going to get all the... I'm going to save all the outtakes.
Happy birthday.
Me just screaming.
Essentially, I just said butt in a really weird in a really funny way. Like,
no, I just remember exactly what you said, and it's great. No, yeah, I think that's Baba's you.
Baba is you.
Baba is you. And one more thing about Baba is you. The developer made another game.
What's it called?
It's called what was it called?
Again? Mama is you.
Baba is you. Into the Breach.
Oh, is it a sequel?
So basically, there was another game that
Mobile Suit Baba.
Exactly, because it's. So here's the thing.
We're on Google right now.
Into the Breach, right? So Into the Breach is a really cool game where you control a mech and you just punch bugs.
But is it like the same as like Baba Is You? Or is it
absolutely
different?
Not. No.
Okay, it's different.
Think about chess. Think it's exactly like chess, except the characters move around and then the bugs also move around, and you can push bugs onto other like bugs, push them into other bugs, and if they're like emerging out of the ground, you can push it on top of them and kill more bugs. That's a really fun game.
More bugs.
And then the developer of that of Baba Is You made a clone of that game, except he put his fun little spin on it.
Uh huh.
Ooh,
Baba Is You goes into the Breach.
It's so cute.
Oh, Into the Breach is a separate game.
It's a separate game, exactly. So
from the same dev?
No.
Oh, it's a separate game.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the guy who made Baba Is You made a game that's like, is it like based on Into the Breach?
Yeah, it's basically, yeah. So you have... there are different characters. There's Gigi. There's Baba, and there's, I think this is called Worm.
There's a Worm.
There's Keke. Who's also? They're all in the actual game. They're all in the original game.
Okay.
But they have all different abilities in this one too. And it plays like chess, except now there's blocks as well, which is really cool. I got one of my friends completely addicted to the original Into the Breach game. They listen to this soundtrack 24/7 when they're studying. Like, it's the perfect study music.
I mean, hey, if it's like white noise, I guess, yeah.
No, it's like very simple violin soundtrack, but like with like synths like underlaid under it. It's beautiful.
Ben Lesky, play Into the Breach.
Play Into the Breach. It wasn't even on my list, but I brought it up anyway.
It was pertinent.
Pertinent information to your ear holes.
To your eardrums, to your wax, to your...
We're reverberating inside your ears now.
This is...
We are inside your ears, like a little earworm. We're an earworm.
Left, right, left, right, left, right.
Left, right, left, right.
Left, right, left, right, left, right.
Left, right. It doesn't have...
We're just swaying.
Hold on, I got it.
Ha 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 ha! Wait, remix that. Hold on.
Wait.
We provide you quality content here.
Quality content on the after, Dan and Dom show.
On After Dark with Dan and Dom, you know?
After Dark with Dan and Dom, that is genius.
We have a time. No, it's not After Dark, it's After Class.
Well, I mean, we might as well say it.
After Dark. After Dark with Dan and Dom, we have a time. Wait. Intro. No.
Press it again and it turns off, so.
After Dark with Dan and Dom.
I'm gonna add a whole scale. I'm gonna add a whole C scale and then it's gonna be.
With special guests?
With special guests.
Kool-Aid?
Kool-Aid Man?
Oh, just Kool-Aid.
Oh. Well, he's like. Kool-Aid Man was standing right there. I was gonna invite him soon, but he's like.
Oh, damn. I feel bad now.
Oh, yeah! Hey, Kool-Aid Man, sorry, we didn't invite you. Could you, like, leave?
He actually used the door this time. That's very courteous.
Yeah. Oh, now you use the wall. Okay, dude, whatever. Yeah, I hate that guy.
He's out of here.
I absolutely hate that guy.
Too bad we didn't mic the hallway, otherwise you would have heard the absolute...
You would have heard...
like the fuddruckery he just caused in you.
Fuddruckery? Yeah.
Did I use the word right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was Baba Is You.
Baba Is You.
That was Mobile Suit Baba and also Into the Breach. We got three games.
Ben Lesky, play Mobile Suit Baba, Ben Lesky.
It's... $3 on itch.io.
It's $3?
It's literally $3. And it's like, what?
Damn.
6 hours of gameplay, I think. There's a lot of levels.
Wow.
Yeah, there's like, I think there's like 40 levels in that. It's not bad.
Yeah, that's actually really good.
Yeah, it's very fun. Very fun. Very cheap as well. If you're on a budget. Gamers.
Gamers.
Hey, all gamers out there. If you're on a budget and you need to play a game, play Mobile Suit Baba. That is Mobile Suit Baba.
Hey, I'm gonna heard it here first.
I'm gonna cover the nightmare dream that is Noida later.
Okay.
Noida is also a very fun game, and it's also extremely hard. And it's one of the there was three developers on it. He was one of them.
He just says Wallace, stop.
Wallace, stop.
Okay.
So, last game.
Oh man.
Yeah. I mean, We got a bit of time.
You know what? Before this game, let's like, maybe you play a quick little ditty. I gotta go use the facilities.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold down the fort.
Entertain the masses.
The toiletries.
Good luck.
Thank you. I may not return alive.
There's a shark in there. Be careful.
Of course.
One of my co-hosts is now gone. So I'll hold down the fort. No. You know I love you guys, right? You know I love you guys. But there's something I haven't told you before, ever. In our relationship together, you and me, holy matrimony, right? Why is the Super Bowl so popular? That's a question I always wondered. And I held back this question so long because I thought you'd think like indifferently of me. I was like, oh yeah, you don't get the Super Bowl? But now I think we know each other so much that I think that I can actually trust you now. So I was wondering, like, what's the deal with the Super Bowl? Like, what is this? It's just football, but like bigger. Is it like the Stanley Cup maybe, or is it like esport, but like bigger, or is it? There's questions that I need to answer now. Why is there so many weird advertisements there? I don't understand. What's happening with our economy? What's happening with our world? I don't understand what's happening anymore. I do love the Budweiser frogs, though. Those are neat. The Budweiser. But you know.
Yes. Oh! One moment, sorry.
Sorry, the door locked.
Housekeeping.
Housekeeping!
So I fell into the toilet.
So what did you see in there? That's the question that everyone wants to know. Everyone's been asking. What did you find?
What did I find? What did I find? I found... You know when you lose socks in the dryer?
Yeah.
They're all in that... Also, there's a working shower in here.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
So, like, if I'm like, feeling... If it's, like, a long day of...
Radio hosting.
Breaking hearts.
Breaking hearts, taking names.
Breaking hearts, taking names, chewing gum. No, chewing ass, kicking gum.
Yep.
I can just come in here before the show, bathe myself, and then just come right back in, sopping wet, and be like, hola.
Hola.
Just eat the microphone. Okay. Sorry, where were we?
So, we are on our last game.
Darn.
It breaks my heart that it's going to end soon, but it has to end eventually. I'll be back in 2 weeks, obviously, because of reading week, but...
Oh, yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah. So this week will be... El Comprende, whatever that means.
You said something. I blanked.
Dorfromatic.
Dorfromatic.
Is a fun little game that was made in Germany.
It's a, like, okay, I was right to use the mildly offensive accent. Yeah. It looks like a name you're supposed to say in that tone. Dorfromatic.
Yeah. It does look Russian, I do agree.
Not even Russian, just like vaguely... ethnic?
That's not a... I don't think... Now, hold on, just... Now, hold...
Hey, my values and opinions do not reflect Gloria's.
It looks like it's from Europe. That's what you meant, right?
I mean, yeah, it looks like a vaguely Slavic name. Exactly. Sorry if I offended anyone.
Nah, you're good. I think
you may parade me in the streets when this is all said and done.
You may tie him to a stake whenever you feel like.
Of course, I will not stop you.
So Dorfromatic was made, I think, 3 years ago. Dorfromatic. Now.
Oh, that's actually really pretty.
It's a cute little game. All these are really cozy games.
Can you full screen that actually?
Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, it's Dorf.
Dorfromatic.
Oh, Dorf is Dorfromatic. Oh, yeah. I get it. Dorf is like a, it's like Dusseldorf or whatever.
Yeah, Dusseldorf, exactly. So it's basically, I think it's the in translated to German from German.
It's like town.
It's like cozy town, I think.
Like shire or something.
Yeah, the actual like literal translation.
Look,
because
like
town.
The logo Dussel and like Dorfromantik. I didn't even see the end.
Yeah.
It's not even like... It's Dorfromantik.
I can actually look it up right now.
I thought it was one word. No, it's Dorfromantik. It's two words. Let it be known. Dorfromantik is not one word. It's two words. Dorfromantik is two words.
The German word Dorfromantik can be literally translated as village romanticization.
Oh, so it's like Paris.
It's basically like Paris. But it's in Germany.
Don't look at me. Okay, this is awful. I'm gonna read it there. Dorf romantic translation. Village romanticization. The German word for Dorf romantic can literally translated as village romanticization. Its real meaning is more ineffable. Dorf romantic.
I hate Polygon's like titles.
Wait, what do you mean?
Dorf Romantic's massive mineralization will soothe your soul.
Did you mute me?
I made you a little quieter.
Okay, I was gonna say I can't hear myself. Sorry about that, folks.
Sorry for him peeking the mic. He's he's in a punk band.
I'm not the drummer. Is it Ben Lesky? Is our band punk? Would you say it's punk Ben Lesky?
I'd say it's indie, but yeah.
Wait. I wonder if he's still listening. Let's see if he answers.
While we wait.
Let's just keep...
I talked about this two episodes ago, the episode before you came on last time.
Mm-hmm.
I hate games journalism.
Games... Because people don't play the games.
That is exactly right.
And they're like... They base it off of like other... Like they watch like the first 10 minutes of the YouTube video. And they're like...
Exactly.
Oh, we played it and we know what we're talking about.
And then when they do play it... Have you seen the IGN review?
Yes.
Cuphead?
Like, this is so good. This is like such a good game. I don't know what I was talking about. No. That idiot didn't get past the tutorial and said it was a bad game. No, they're just bad at games.
It's so dumb.
Like, the fact that they don't like freaking like background check their employees.
I would think that like a prerequisite would be that you're all right at video games.
Like you know well enough to not to like complete a game. Like they like Cuphead's a hard game in itself, but to not get past the tutorial, it took me a minute to figure out the controls. And then I had a hard time everywhere else, but it took me a minute.
There was a beautiful video that was parodying that. It was a Let's Play channel that I kind of occasionally watch now. They did the exact same thing. They were like, we can't get up there. And they start arguing with each other. And then literally, 15 minutes in, he dashes into the wall, frame perfect, so he goes again, like through the wall.
Oh, Eclipse.
Eclipse! And then he's like... Even when
it's
they were trying to
glitchy.
Like, even when they were, like, trying to parry it, they were able to complete it. Like, the entire point of that video was that there was... was that they're trying to be like, yeah, wait, we can't beat this. What?
That's so stupid.
And they were still able to beat it.
That's really stupid. Okay. So. Okay, Dorf Romantik.
So, a little bit of game nerd, a little geek out.
There's a game called Carcassonne that you guys might know. Now, Carcassonne is kind of similar to this game, where you place tiles from the center tile, and you're given them at random. Mm-hmm. Now, the goal of Carcassonne is completely different from Dorf Romantik. Now,
mm-hmm. Here's the thing, right? Carcassonne, you have to place little meeples down on your little, like, features. So there's, like, roads, there's rivers, and you can make, like, a ferryman, and he gives you points based on how many, like, tiles you complete there, right? Mm-hmm. Dorf Romantik is point-based, based on how many goals you complete within a session. So, for example.
Okay.
Let's see here if I can show, yeah. Right here, I think.
Should I move over so I can see it better?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
So you see there's, like, little... La, 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 la. So whenever you place out a tile... It shows you a specific number. This number indicates how many tiles that are have a similar feature. For example...
Excuse me about that.
They are juicy tonight.
They have been.
I wish I could get that good burst.
That's what I get for swallowing air. Oh, it looks like Catan.
Kind of, exactly, yeah. Think of Catan, except you place down the tiles. Cool. And you have to... The goal of the game is to connect as many features as possible, right? So...
Oh, I've heard of this.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard of this. I took note of it somewhere. I forgot what it was called. I've heard of this.
Where did you hear it from?
Instagram.
Okay.
It was like, sense. Oh, this super cozy game where you
super cozy
super cozy like, puzzle game where you connect or you like connect landscape and you get the more points.
No, the music.
Oh, this is like a chill puzzle game.
Yeah,
that's really nice.
It's perfect, cause here's the thing. Some people also might compare it to, like, Civilization VI or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's nothing like Civilization VI, right? Because in this game, in Civilization VI, you are controlling military units in order to destroy other people's territory.
No, this is, like, you're just doing it.
And in this game, you're just like, building tracks and building, like, little river canals and cities. And you, like, in your mind, you're creating, like, little, like, oh, this is, like, that city. And it connects to that city using the railway.
Oh,
it's like, you just make this little, like, story up in your mind.
That's really cool.
But if you want to get, like, actually technical with it, you get points based on how many, like, features you connect to that tile.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you connect all six, you get extra points.
That's really cool.
It's a perfect little match, yeah.
That's really, really cool.
There's a bunch of different biomes.
Dorf Romantik.
Just for you, I'm going to make the entire scale. Just for you.
The entire major scale. Do, na, 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 na.
Do, re, mi.
Thank you, Terry Painter, for teaching me well.
If Terry Painter, if you're listening.
I doubt he is.
But if you are, in the near future, within 10 years, if you're listening, if you're listening to this in 2030.
In 10 years, it'd be 2034. 6 years, 2030.
10, 50. If you're listening to this in 100 years, and you are an extraterrestrial life form, please let us know.
In 100.
When our AI consciousness is downloaded to the cloud.
Yeah, we'd be around.
Yeah.
Dorf Romantik. Ben Lesky, if you're still listening to this, play Dorf Romantik.
Play Dorf Romantik right now, or else you will not see.
Hey. Don't threaten Ben Lesky.
Love you, Ben Lesky.
Sorry, Ben.
Sorry, Ben. I get a little heated on the mic. I get I get a little. I get a.
No, he's not. He's just sitting in the room. Just he probably clicked off by now.
Oh yeah, he's he.
No, because he hasn't answered me. I'm wondering.
Yeah, they're out. They're out like a light right now.
No, I'm not yet.
I mean, oh yeah, okay. Probably not.
So we got 10 minutes.
10 minutes left. Here's the thing.
Do you want to just? Do you want like?
Yeah. Just want to shoot it.
Shoot what? that's wild. Okay, Dwarf Romantic. Anything else to say?
Small indie developers made this game during a game jam. They only had a week to make this game. So they made the basic like prototype during the game jam. It was really well received, so they made the actual like, they made a full game out of it. They made a bunch of different biomes, different land features. Also during the game you can like place 1,500 tiles through all your different games. And you get like a special tile, like a little windmill or something.
It doesn't turn on.
It doesn't turn on, I know.
We gotta have batteries for this.
That's a very good idea. I think people just leave it on, probably, because they're like, ah, whatever.
Oh, the idiots. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, indie developer.
Indie developer game made a game during a game jam from Germany.
From Germany.
So my from burps aren't as powerful as yours, dude.
Get good. That's all I gotta say.
I have a little baby burp. I go, eh.
I mean, hey, I don't drink and eat properly. I just inhale food, so, like...
All that air gets trapped down there.
Oh yeah,
bursting out.
I'm just like.
You're just a broken valve, like slowly leaking out. Eventually, you're gonna burst.
Yeah. Okay, Dwarf Romantic.
Dwarf Romantic. Ben Lesky, play this game. Play Dwarf Romantic.
Ben Lesky, play Dwarf Romantic. You know what? To wrap it up, why don't we play one of these games?
I wish we could.
Are we not allowed?
I think I have to download Steam.
Oh, on this computer.
I should have brought my laptop. That'd be actually really cool.
Maybe if we, like, cut out the dilly-dally and, like, for each segment, like, you just set up the game and we just
play. That's a good idea. I like that idea. Also, problem is my laptop kind of sucks with it.
Yeah.
Without, I need to plug it in, so I'll have to find a way to do that. But eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
Maybe we'll move the operations to Twitch.
If it's like a Luria radio type thing.
Exactly, yeah.
We couldn't really.
Yeah.
Also, I don't wanna end up like G4. Wait.
You didn't even censor it.
My bad. Sorry, G4. I'm talking about G4.
You're talking about G4.
You wanna know the whole thing about G4? Google it.
I don't wanna go
into it because I don't even know why they canceled it in the first place.
Wee.
Hold on. I'm gonna get better.
There you go. See, yeah. If you feel like you're on the valve and you need to get out and you get a little curse out, then...
Oh, does it mute everything automatically?
Exactly, yeah. Okay, it mutes everything. So if you want to just go off...
Oh, so with the other ones when you play it, it's just the noise.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing.
It's beautiful. I love the soundboard. No one has actually edited any of the soundboards yet. I'm the first.
Should we add more?
There's three banks, so if you want
to. So let's add some to the second one.
Yeah.
Like live on air.
Live on air.
We're changing the soundboard.
Live on air. We should add like a boots.
No. Like skits. Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Okay, hold on. Let me.
I'll do it.
I'll record. Okay, ready?
No, that was bad.
That was all right.
That was bad. No, that was bad. That was bad. I get it better.
Okay, yeah, let's go to that. Try it again. Again. Oh, I was in that.
Oh, okay.
One more time.
Yeah. That was bad.
One more time. Lovely radio content. Here we go. That's good.
Okay. And then it's like it's...
Yeah, like this. Okay. Back. Perfect. One, record. It's a little bit of delay, but that's going to be fine.
It's going to be funny.
It's going to be great.
Okay, then it's like...
Yep, then record, and ready? This is going to be great. All right, last one. Where'd I go?
Like a...
like a thwomp. This.
And we can just
this. No, I got a good one. Hold on, I got a good one.
Wait, maybe it's like a bit different. Like don't cover it with that hand. Hit it with the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, ready? Ready, ready for the magnum opus? Let's see.
No, wait, we have to redo that.
I want to be really responsive, but...
You know what? I'm just going to redo it. Hold on.
Yeah, let's redo it.
So sound five, so this is
the... Yeah. Surprisingly, the O is actually the best one.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
So this is the... Okay, cool.
It's good. Like, even a little bit of the last, the
yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool.
That's good, okay. One more. That's a big...
No, you know what? I'm redoing that. Sorry. I have an idea.
Be my guest.
No, there was a delay.
It's a little delay, yeah, I gotta. I mean, it could be a little clearer, so.
No, there's a. No, I'm gonna start.
One more
time. No, it's too short.
We are on air right now. This is probably.
This is quality content, and I mean, hey.
We have time to kill. We got 3 minutes. What
I'm
else?
So sorry, ladles and germs. He's going insane right now. He's actually keeping me hostage. I think that he's gonna.
Wait, can they hear you talk while I do that?
Yeah.
Okay, we're good. Sorry about that. Back on track. So let's recap the games real quick.
I'm in danger.
No, you're not.
So.
Is it here?
One more game. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening. Oh, just to announce that TooMad, the prolific streamer and YouTuber, has passed away of overdose while playing Overwatch?
Yes.
While playing Overwatch. He is known for many controversy, yet he's still dead, and it's still kind of sad.
So, maybe ignore it. They cancel out, so just ignore it.
He's dead. Like, death is sad, but...
Just don't feed into the brain rot that is Twitter. That's all I ask.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please. Thank you for watching. Thank you for having me again.
Thank you.
If you would like to follow Dom at Dermonic on Instagram to see when episodes go live.
Thanks, man.
And yeah, you gotta round that out.
Fantastic, dude. Yeah, I appreciate it. What do you got cooking?
What do I got cooking? My unnamed band kind of finished our first song.
Ooh.
The Vox Ensemble is having a show on. I think in March, check Eventbrite to get tickets. I think they're $10 right now. I'm not too sure about that, but be sure to check that out. Everyone in the ensemble worked very hard on the songs that we're gonna play, so it would be we'd really appreciate it if you showed up to the show. I will say that through your support for the Vox Ensemble, we will do bigger and better things. Only way to go but up.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well. This summer, hopefully, I'll be able to do another game jam. So, be on the lookout for some stories. Perhaps I'll refurbish, reignite the old one, remake it a little bit, make it a little bit more polished. But if not, then I'll just move on to the next project. It is what it is. We'll keep on moving. We'll keep on trucking. Like you said, it's only up from here, right?
Exactly. All right, ladies, gentlemen, and everyone in between, thank you for listening to... After Dark with Dan and Dom. After Dark with Dan and Dom.
I hope you have a good, restful reading week.
Have a good reading week.
Enjoy your time with your family.
We'll see you in 2 weeks from
now.
And your friends. Goodbye.
Goodbye again. Good night.
Good night.